Over the past couple of days, an area of high pressure was located to our west near the Great Lakes. That high has shifted to the southeast and is now located near the Carolinas. So the airflow is more out of the southwest this afternoon, and that is helping to push in some warmer air. The humidity is up from the past couple of days, but it's still not that humid considering that summer is just a couple of days away. We had some thin clouds in the sky this morning. Clouds are thickening a bit this afternoon. That is in association with a warm front that is drawing closer. And there's the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms through late day into the evening hours. The most likely areas to see that chance for rain are north and west of the capital region, but the whole area will have the chance to see a passing shower or thunderstorm as we head into tonight. The humidity will come up a bit, so overnight lows won't be as cool as the past few nights. I expect most areas will settle in the lower 60s. And there's still the chance for a shower first thing tomorrow morning. And there should be a window of dry weather through mid to late morning into at least early tomorrow afternoon. And then during the mid to late afternoon, there will be the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's certainly possible that some spots will miss out on those thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, but in areas that do have thunderstorms, there will be the potential for some severe weather, damaging gusty winds, and hail or possibilities. And of course, every thunderstorm produces dangerous lightning, and some downpours will be possible. So it's not a situation where you need to cancel plans tomorrow. But it's a good idea to pay attention to the weather if you are going to be outside and make sure that you do have a safe place to go. Tomorrow will be on the muggy side, but it won't be tropical. We'll see highs running mainly in the low 80s. Right now, Father's Day looks quiet. It'll be fairly warm with temperatures in the 80s, and we could make a run at 90 degrees on Monday. The humidity will be up, so you'll notice the feel of the weather is going to be more summer-like. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, the chance for passing showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, an early shower, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day, otherwise partly sunny and muggy, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, an early shower, then a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and muggy, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, an early shower, then a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, an early shower, and then a chance for showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, muggy and partly sunny, with highs in the low 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 80s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argiens.